Thank you very much for inviting me once more. I'm very happy to be here.
好多谢大家再一次嘅邀请我系嚟到你哋当中，我系十分欢喜嚟到。
I rejoice that you're a praying people as well as doing other things.
我系好欢喜你哋系祈祷嘅人除咗你哋做其他嘅嘢。
Let us pray, shall we?
让我哋一齐祈祷。
Loving Heavenly Father,
我哋爱我哋嘅天父。
We do worship and bless your holy name.
我哋敬拜祝福你嘅名字。
You are worthy of praise and honor.
你嘅话系你配得荣耀尊贵。
And you should have the glory.
你该得着荣耀。
You do show yourself to us in so many ways.
你系多方嘅嚟到向我哋显现。
And you meet with us in all our needs.
你喺我哋好多需要嘅里边嚟到满足我哋。
You forgive all our transgressions.
你赦免我哋一切嘅过犯。
And you give us the joy of peace with you through your dear Son, our Savior.
你俾我哋透过你嘅爱子耶稣基督，我哋能够与你和好。
And we thank you that we can count upon your presence here this afternoon.
我哋感谢你今日我下午我哋喺呢度聚集，我哋能够依靠你嘅同在。
We are committed to you, Lord, for your enabling for this purpose.
我哋系依靠着你嘅能力，系为着呢个嘅目的。
We want to be under your anointing.
我哋是愿意喺你嘅恩膏嘅底下。
We have no confidence in the flesh.
我哋对我哋嘅肉体毫无信心。
We do not want that to intrude in our time together.
我哋唔想我哋嘅肉体嚟到骚扰我哋呢段嘅时间。
So keep us fast in tune with yourself.
求主叫我哋能够与你和谐。
And under the direction of your Holy Spirit.
喺你嘅圣灵嘅带领嘅底下。
Bless this time beyond all our expectations.
祝福呢个时间远超过我哋所想所求。
And may your purpose be fulfilled.
愿你嘅旨意能够成就。
We pray in the name and for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我奉我哋荣耀嘅主嘅名字，基督耶稣嘅名字嚟到祈祷。
Amen.
Amen.
I'm under a little handicap because I was a bit foolish yesterday.
我有啲嘅有啲嘅残缺因为琴日有啲嘅愚昧。
I left my own spectacles at home.
我就留咗我嘅眼镜喺屋企。
We went back for them, but the place was locked up and I hadn't got the key.
我翻翻转头去想攞个眼镜但系门就锁咗啦，我又忘记咗带锁匙。
These kind friends have been helping me, and so I've got a temporary pair. And they're doing quite well, thank you.
朋友系为我哋嚟为我哋预备咗呢副新嘅眼镜暂时系都可以用得到。
In the New Testament, there are three principal subjects.
喺新约嘅里边有三个嘅主要嘅题目。
The Church of God.
系神嘅教会。
The Kingdom of God.
系神嘅国度。
And the family of God.
神嘅家。
I think I should have put the kingdom of God first.
我谂我应该讲神嘅国度系行先。
Then the church of God.
然后系神嘅教会。
And the family of God.
然后神嘅家庭。
These are the three principal subjects in the New Testament.
呢个喺新约里边三个重要嘅题目。
Matthew, of course, and other parts of Peter speak to us.Particularly about the kingdom of God.
马太福音同埋系彼得嘅书信系特别嘅嚟到同我哋讲到神嘅国度。
And the epistles of Paul tell us so much about the church of God.
保罗嘅书信讲好多关于神嘅教会。
Then the apostle John in the first epistle, particularly of John, tells us about the family of God.
约翰一书特别系在约翰一书的里面是很多来到跟我们讲到神的家。
And we do have opportunity to know what each is represented.
我们有机会来到去认识这些是代表什么。
And what responsibilities and privileges we enjoy in the kingdom, in the church, in the family.
在神的角度 在神的教会和神的家里面我们有我们的责任我们都有我们的权利。
Now, this afternoon, we're thinking about God's present objective.
我哋今下午我哋同大家思想嘅系神现今嗰个嘅目的系乜嘢
？What would you say that is？
你话呢个神现今嘅目的系乜嘢咧
What is God's objective? What is He doing at this time?
在这个时代, 神在这个时间, 神在做什么呢? 神在为什么呢?
Can you tell me?
你能不能告诉我呢?
It's good to think, you know. It's good to have questions.
去想想是好的,
That's how we all learn. By asking questions and answering questions.
是透过问问题和答问题,我们能够有很多的学习。
What is our God's present business?
神现今是做什么呢?
No answers?
没答案。
Good, you've got it.
是建造教会。
At least you've got what I'm thinking about.
起码你答这个答案是我所想的。
Good to know. Somebody agrees with me.
起码有人和我同意。
What did our Lord say? I will build my church.
我们的主怎么说呢? 他说我要建造我的教会。
He declares his program.
他将自己的工作的程序来宣告。
And there's purpose in his utterance.
这个目标在他的话里面清楚地告诉我们。
There's a voice of authority in what he says.
主的话是没有权柄。
I will build my church.
主啊,我要建造我的教会。
It's good for us to remember that is what the Lord is about.
我们是好的,如果我们能够记住,这个我们的主,他所想要做的。
But then there's another phrase that goes with that.
但那里,在这个说话,连字有另一句的说话。
What church?
是什么教会呢?
What church?
是什么教会呢?
You know, we see St. Paul's church.
我又看见圣保罗大教堂。
Or St. Peter's church.
我又看见圣彼得大教堂。
That is not what the Lord's referring to, is it?
主不是指着这些,是不是?
It's my church.
主是我的教会。
And there's another phrase that I'm putting together with that statement, and it is this.
有另一句的说话,我想和主所说的说话放在一起,
The church which is his body.
这个教会就是他的身体。
This is what we're going to be speaking about during this time.
在这个时间,我们就要来交通这些的说话。
I don't remember ever speaking quite like this before.
我不记得,我几时是曾经这样交通过这些的话。
But it's the word the Lord has laid upon my heart all this time.
在这个时间,主要将这些的话放在我的心里面。
I will build my church.
主要我要建造我的教会。
The church which is his body.
这个教会就是他的身体。
Now, of course, the church is spoken of in different ways.
当然,讲到教会的时候,可以有很多不同的讲法。
Different descriptive words are used.
有很多不同的形容词来形容教会。
We have, for example, the church of God.
我们说有神的教会。
And then we have the church, the household of God.
我们说神的家。
And then we have the church which is his body.
然后又说教会就是他的身体。
All these terms are significant.
所以这个名词都是十分重要的。
And profitable for our consideration.
我们来思想,对我们有益处的。
The church of God.
神的教会。
Now some people say, oh, I'm going to church.
有人说,我去教会。
Do you say that?
你们会不会这样说呢?
What impression do you have when people say, oh, I'm going to church?
当人说,我去教会的时候,我们又给我们一个什么样的印象呢?
You think of a building.
我们就会想到那里的建筑物。
Well, it's unfortunate, isn't it?
这个其实,
think of a building when you're referring to the church.
这个是十分幸运的事情。如果我们思想到教会的时候,我们思想到的是一个建筑物。
Yet there is some limit to which, or some degree in which we can refer to the church as a building.
我知道你可以有限度地来这样说,教会是说到那座建筑物。
Not a building made with hands.
但那座建筑物不是人手所建造的。
There's a reference that a building talked about in the Bible is not made with hands.
在圣经里面有这样说到,主要建造那座教会是不是人手所建造的。
Peter, in his first epistle, does refer to the church as a building.
但彼得在他的第一封书信里面，他讲到教会的时候，他是用一个建筑物来形容这个教会。
First epistle of Peter,
彼得前书,
chapter 2,
第二章,
First epistle of Peter, chapter 2,
彼得前书第二章,
see what he says in verse 5,
第五节我们看他讲什么呢?
Ye also are living stones, built up a spiritual house.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫。
So here, Peter is speaking about the church as a house.
在这里，保罗是讲，彼得是讲到教会是一个灵宫，一个建筑物。
So we may legitimately think of a building.
所以我或者会觉得这样讲的时候，是讲到一座建筑物。
A building of bricks and mortar.
是用砖，用木来起的一个建筑物。
Of timber also fitted together.
或者木材来砌在一起的建筑物。
So to a degree we are entitled to speak and think of the church as a building.
所以从某个角度来讲，我们可以说教会是一座建筑物。
But also, the church is God's household.
但教会也是神的家。
God's household.
是神的家。
There's a place in 1 Samuel chapter
7.
Where David is wanting to build a house for the Lord.
在那里，大卫就想为神来建造一个圣殿。
1 Samuel. 2 Samuel.
对不起，是撒母耳记下。
2 Samuel chapter 7.
撒母耳记下第七章。
David says, I'm living in a house of cedar.
大卫就说，我住在香柏木的王宫里面。
He wanted to build a house for the Lord.
他想为主来建造一个圣殿。
But God sent Nathan to David to correct that impression or that desire.
但神就差派先知拿单来到去同大卫讲，来到纠正他这个心思意念。Because
God wanted David to think about his house, his own house.
因为神想大卫思想的是大卫自己的家。And
it's house in the sense of household.
他的意思是说他的家，是说他的家庭。
Now that's different just to a building.
这个跟一个建筑物是很不同的。
Household, what does that mean?
一个家庭是说到什么呢?
It means family.
这是说到一个家。
See, in Ephesians chapter 1.
在以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
We read about the household of God.
我们读神的家。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Verse
19. 第十九节。
Sorry. Sorry, chapter 2, not chapter 1.
对不起，第二章第十九节。
Verse 19. Now therefore, we are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God.
以弗所书第二章第十九节。这样你们不再作外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
So here, the reference to the church is to a household.
所以这里讲到教会的时候，是讲到个家。
And that introduces another thought or idea.
这个带到我们的思想，一个的心思。
household, that's a reference to family.
这个家是讲到家庭,
family relationships.
是讲到家庭里面的关系,
family affections.
是讲到家庭里面的爱,
and when the Lord corrected David's thought of building a temple or a house of stone,
当神是透过拿单来教证大卫的心思, 将从一个好像用砖来建造的建筑物,
the Lord turned the subject upon David's house or David's family.
神将那个大卫的心思就带回到大卫的家室、大卫的家庭。
So that reminds us that the church is a family.
这就提醒我们教会是一个家庭。
Many relationships.
所以有很多的关系。
A very real love that keeps together the many members.
所以有些真诚的爱能够叫那个家的成员能够走在一起。
But then the church is also referred to as the body.
但教会圣经里面也讲到一个身体。
The body of Christ.
讲到基督的身体。
And that's what we are thinking about particularly this afternoon.
这是我们今天下午特别来思想的。
We are members of a body.
我们有这个身体里面的肢体。
We're no longer strangers and foreigners, sojourners, going all over the place.
我们不是外人,不是客旅,不是周围去的人。
We're in a settled, precious position.
我们有一个安定,一个很宝贵的地位。
A relationship with one another.
我们彼此之间有一个很宝贵的关系。
Likened to a body.
好像一个身体一样。
What is a body?
一个身体是什么?
What is your body?
你的身体是什么?
What is my body?
我的身体是什么?
What is it?
是什么呢?
Well, it's many parts, isn't it?
我们的身体是有很多的部分,是不是?
When we say, well, it's one thing except the head.
我们说,那里不是一样东西,不是整个头。
Even if the head is taken off, the torso is still there.
我们说,三个头,身体还在。
The body is still there.
没错,身体还在。
Well, not that body. That's not what the Lord is talking about.
但是一个死的身体,这个不是主所说的。
He's speaking about the many members in one body with the head.
他说到这个身体有很多的肢体是连上和头是连上的。
See in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
我们看哥林多前书第12章。
1 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书第12章。
What do we read here? We're reading about the church which is his body.
我们读到什么呢? 我们读到教会就是他的身体。
Verse 12. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ.
就如身子是一个,他有很多肢体,而且肢体虽多,仍是一个身子,基督也是这样。
See, the Lord Jesus is represented in the scripture in two ways.
我们看见这里,我们的主是用两方面来形容他。
The Son.
他是那个儿子。
But then, so also is Christ talking about a body.
但这里讲到身体的时候,就说到仍是一个身子基督也是这样。
So we can say there is the individual Lord Jesus Christ, personal, unique and precious.
我们可以说到一个 是独特的,是个别的,完整的基督,是儿子。
But there is also the corporate Lord Jesus Christ.
但是这个整体的基督,
the many members in the one body of which he is the head.
他肢体虽然多,仍是一个身子,而他是这个身体的头。
Now, it's that body that we're thinking about building up.
那这个身体我们来思想的就是建造。
Because that is the language of the New Testament in relation to the many in the one.
因为这个在新约里面用的说话,是很多来建造成为一。
Being built together.
是一同的地建立。
Many in one.
虽然很多,但是成为一。
And it's very precious that the Lord uses these terms which are so familiar to us.
这个十分的宝贵,我们的主要用这些这样的说话,因为对我们是很熟悉的。
We know very well
that
this body is many in one. We've got hand and we've got fingers. We've got feet and we've got toes. Not one member, many members. Many in one. And it's building together. Bringing together and relating together and holding to that relationship which is going to fulfill His purpose. Now when we read the first letter to the Corinthians in chapter
12,
we have so much that refers to the building together of these many members in the one body. Does it not distress you, brothers and sisters, that when we see the church today, it is so broken up, it is so pulled apart, it is so divided among itself? How contrary to the thought and desire of God. Now we have the many members. And I'm thinking this afternoon particularly about the question of functioning. We can enjoy fellowship together to some extent. We can come and go, knowing one another to some degree. But the important thing about the body is its function. But that's where our problem comes. I was staying temporarily for a little while in a missionary home in India. And there were many missionaries there. And one said to me one day, we can have lovely fellowship here, but we couldn't work together. Now why is that? If we really have fellowship, we call it fellowship, getting together. Yet when it comes to work, we break up. We disagree. We quarrel. And we depart from one another. Now the apostle, speaking about the church which is his body, many members in one, does give to us some instructions regarding function. Working together. And we're going to think about that. You see, where it says from verse 11, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11, for all these worketh that one and self same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, many being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Greeks, whether we be bond or free, have all been made to drink into one Spirit.
为奴的自主的都是从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，饮一位圣灵。
Wonderful the different nationalities that there are.
啊，佢哋有各唔同嘅国籍，系一件好奇妙嘅事情。
And wonderful when we find a company of mixed nationalities.
啊，系好奇妙嘅，如果我哋能够喺一班人嘅当中，我哋有揾到一啲嘅啊各种嘅人有唔同嘅国籍。
Wonderful when people with different degrees of education or culture are together.
啊，好奇妙嘅，如果一班人走埋一齐，佢哋有各种人有各唔同嘅教育嘅程度，仍然能够走埋一齐。
Those facts do no doubt present difficulties.
冇错，呢啲嘅事实吓，常常会引致一啲嘅困难。
And of course, there is the language difficulty too.
啊，嗰个当然都有言语嘅困难。
I can't speak Chinese.
啊，我唔识讲中文。
And some of you can't speak English.
啊，但你当你哋有啲人又唔识讲英文喎。
So there are some problems there.
啊，冇错，不过有啲嘅难处。
There's such a diversity of tongues.
啊，不过有唔同嘅方言。
There's such a diversity of culture.
啊，不过有各种唔同嘅文化。
Yet there can be, there shall be.A functioning together to the glory of our head.
但如果仍然能够，应该可以嘅，系一同嘅嚟到功用吓，嚟到叫做头得荣耀。
Because the body does depend upon the head.
因为个身体系要依靠个头。
How do I raise my finger if my head doesn't instruct me?
啊，我点样能够举起我嘅手指咧？如果我头冇吩咐我咁做。
How do I put a foot forward?If the head doesn't direct it.
啊，如果点样会将我只脚递出去咧？如果我头冇指示我递出去。
For every movement of this human body, the head is the director.
啊，我哋每一个身体嘅运动嘅运作，都系头系嚟做嗰个嘅董事长嗰个嘅指挥。
All is focused up here.
吓，一切都喺头嗰度。
It's amazing what our brain does or possesses, isn't it?
啊！我喺某早稀奇，我哋嘅脑能够，我哋嘅脑能够做咁多嘢咧。
And how do we know when something has happened here that is not good？
啊，我哋点样知道啊？有啲嘢喺嗰度，喺个头嗰度发生系唔好嘅咧
？Well, we know it in our body。
啊，我哋嘅身体就会知道啦。
Some particular members of our body, perhaps。
啊，即系我哋身体嘅某个肢体就会知道啦。
The head is all important to the body.
啊，个头对个身体十分嘅重要。
Because it determines its function.
啊，因为个头嚟到定规个身体嘅功用。
So also, we as members of his body.
啊，所以我哋作为佢嘅身体嘅肢体
，have got to know that direction from the head.
啊，我哋就要从头嗰度嚟到得到指挥啦。
Accept it and submit to it.
我要接受，要顺服头嘅指挥。
Realize how dependent we are upon it.
我要领会，我哋要几多嚟依靠呢个头。
In order that there should be a holy, happy, united function in the body.
能够喺呢个身体呢个教会里边有一个喜乐又系圣洁嘅咁样嘅功用。
Here, the apostle, having mentioned the body and the head,
啊，当使保罗喺呢度讲到头，又讲到身体
，and the many being in one，
吓，讲到虽然肢体虽然多，但系佢系一个身体。
He does appreciate the problems of working together，
吓，佢系知道一同咁样嘅嚟到去工作嗰度有困难嘅。
So he gives us some advice，
啊，所以佢俾我哋一啲嘅提议
，tells us。Principles for function or for working together. There should be harmony in the body.
跟呢个原则，以致我哋能够同嘅嚟到去服侍，以致喺身体嘅里边能够有和谐。
See in verse 15.
啊，第十五节。
If the body shall say, "Because I am not the hand, I am not of the body," is it therefore not of the body?
啊，第十五节。啊，先若各说。我不是手，所以我不属乎身子。他不能因此就不属乎身子。
If the ear shall say, "Because I am not the eye, I am not of the body," is it therefore not of the body?
啊，即若耳说我不是眼，所以不属乎身子，他也不能因此就不属乎身子。
Whatever you say, whether you like it or not.You're a member of the body.
无论你讲乜嘢，无论你欢喜唔欢喜，你都系身体嘅肢体嘅一部分。
Let us be sure of that.
我要肯定一样嘢，
Let us accept that.
你可以接受这样东西,
you may have likes and dislikes.
你可以有欢喜的东西,
but if you're a child of God,
但如果你是神的儿女,
if you have the life of Jesus in you,
如果你在你里面有耶稣基督的身体,的生命,
whatever you think, whatever you like or dislike,
你欢喜不欢喜,
you are a member of the body.
你都是这个身体的一部分。
So, what is the first principle for working together?
所以第一个原则,以致我们能够一同的来到服侍,来到工作,是什么呢?
Be what you are.
你就是你自己的所持。
If the hand should say, well, I'm not of the body because I'm not the eye.
如果手说,我不是属于身体,因为我不是眼。
That's not the fact.
这个不是事实来的。
The fact is, if you're an eye, you're an eye.
事实上说,你是眼,你就是眼。If
you're a foot, you're a foot.
你是脚,你就是脚。
Be what you are.
你就要做你的,你就是什么,你就做你的份。
Now it's so easy to have a desire. Oh, I'd like to be like her. Oh, I want to be like him. That's fatal. I knew a brother. He's now with the Lord. A brother in India. Who wanted to be somebody else. He was a Christian worker. But his ideal was another man,
Baksing.
They both came from the Punjab, northern India.
Well,
one was Baksing and the other was Jordan Khan. And Jordan Khan was all the time walking on his toes. Wanting to be more than he was. Wanting to be somebody else. Having some other person as his model or ideal. I worked with both of those brothers. And I knew Jordan Khan. That his ministry was spoiled for 18 years. I told him when he was really at bottom and not knowing what to do. I said, brother, you've got to accept the fact. There can't be two
Baksings.
Be what you are. Don't be stretching beyond what you are or thinking you should be somebody else. God has made you. He's made you as he wants you to be. He's given you gifts suitable for your ministry. Don't make somebody else your idol. Be what you are. Now that's the first principle for working together. How is it with you, brother or sister? Do you want to be somebody else? You may have your ideal. You may see an example that you want to follow. That's good, of course. But don't try to be that person. Be your own person. And it'll be so much easier for you than to work with others. What does it say here? In verse 17. If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole body were an ear, where would the hearing be? Each member has its own vocation, own place. I don't want to be a one-eyed person, do you? Some people are one-eyed. But God's given us two eyes anyway. So don't want to be one-eyed, because that's not the body. The body is two eyes as God has made it. So that's the first lesson. Be what you are. God can improve you as you need to be improved, and as I need to be improved, He can do that. But He won't change our personality that drastically. He may improve our outlook. He may improve our habits. But He won't change what we are essentially, because that's what He's made us. See, it says in verse 19, if they were all one body, where was the body? It's impossible to think of a body as having only one member. And quite wrong for one member to think they are the whole body. Verse 20. But now are they not many members, yet one body? And if the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the hand to the feet, I have no need of thee, nay much more, these members of the body, which seem to be more feeble, are necessary. Now here's the second principle. Accept limitation. Accept limitation. Don't expect or think that you or I can do everything. You may go among groups of believers in different places. And you may have to conclude, well, this is a one-man show. He's doing everything. That's not an expression of the body, and that's not the function of the body. Accept limitation. Some places you see he's the preacher, he's the organist, and he's the steward, he's everything. And sometimes there are sisters that seem to be the beginning and the end of everything. They're all evident everything and everything. The one body is not one member. The church is not one member. So accept limitation. I cannot say I have no need of you. Can you say? You don't need your feet? Or you don't need your ears? Or you don't need your eyes? No. But we can despise, or we can treat as less, in less degree, other members of the body. Here it says, the head cannot say to the feet, I have no need of you. Have you ever seen the head going alone? I did see a chicken's head cut off one day suddenly, and the chicken still began to run.
我见过鸡的头就斩咗落嚟，只鸡嘅身唔喺度走。
But it didn't get very far.
但唔系走得好远。
Because it lost its head.
啊，因为佢冇咗个头啦。
And what can my head do if I don't have feet?
啊，我个头能够做乜嘢？如果冇脚。
How did I come here?
我点会喺呢度啊？
Of course you say you came by car.
啊，你话当然你话你系坐车嚟嘅。
No, but I didn't come on the platform by car, did I?
但我唔系企喺呢个讲台上边，系用踩脚上我上嚟呢度啊。
Our feet are necessary.
我哋嘅脚系需要嘅。
Don't despise any member of the body.
你唔好睇小身体里面任何嘅肢体。
They may not appear to be very elegant or important or educated.
对我来讲，我觉得你唔系话好，好矜贵，啊，觉得你好受教育或者好叻。
But don't despise any.
但你唔好睇小任何一个。
What does it say?
呢度讲乜嘢咧？
It says then, verse
23.
Those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness.
身上肢体，我们看为不体面的，越发加给他，越发给他加上体面；不尽面的，越发得着尽美。
For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked.
我们尽面的肢体自然用不着。 装饰，但神配搭这身子，把加倍的体面给那有欠缺的肢体。
Now here's a wonderful fact.
一个好美妙的一个事实。
That God honors the less honorable.
神是将那些不加体、没体面的，神是更加来到尊敬他。
And you and I have got to take account of that.
我们都要这样留意这件事。
There are people who appear less honorable.
关于那些人，他们好像看来是不是那么尊贵的。
But God, in a very precious way, honors them.
但神是一个很宝贵的途径，神是来到要去尊敬他们。
So we have to take that into account when we are members of the body and members of the church.
所以当我们作为身体的一个肢体的时候，作为教会的一份子的时候，我们都要留意这件事。
God honors those parts that seem to be less honorable.
神是叫那些不体面的，神就越发加体面给他。
Now we know that in a bodily way.
我们知道一个身体的，这样来看。
There are parts of our body which we don't show to everybody.
我们有些身体的一部分，我们不会被别人看见。
But they're very honorable.
但其实他们都很尊贵的。
And they have an honorable vocation.
他们有一个很尊贵的。
Our organs for reproduction are very important. Honorable. God has honored them in that way. But we don't expose them. We cover them. And we go along with the Lord covering that which seems to be less honorable, but which is not.
所以我们在他的肢体虽然好像说不尊贵，但其实很尊贵。So
remember, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹你记住,
you may be called upon to honor those who don't seem to have any honor.
神会呼召你来到去尊贵那些好像看为不尊贵的。
And you can let them go, as it were, ignore them.
你可以不理他们，由他们走。
Count them of little importance.
你那些不当他们有什么重要。
But God honors all.
但神是看每一个都是这么重要。
And he gives more honor to those who seem less honorable.
所以叫那些没体面的，神就越发加体面给他们。
That's the wonderful fact of his love and grace for all his members.
是他奇妙的爱和恩典，给他每一个的肢体。
And he wants us to remember that.
他想我们来记住这件事。
See what it says?
他说什么呢?
In verse 25, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have one care, one for another. The same care, one for another.
免得身上分门别类，总要肢体彼此相顾。
No schism in the body.
是免得身上分門別類。
That means no division, no separating.
本來那裡沒有分裂，那裡沒有大家分開。
No falling apart.
那裡不是全部是散開的。
But holding together.
一起是連在一起的，相連在一起的。
Resisting any kind of schism or division.
那裡要抵擋任何的分裂。
Because we're all needed by the head.
因為我們都是從頭將我們連在一起。
And he is jealous over every member of his body. I knew a brother and sister in India. He was as strong as a Samson. But she was as thin as a matchstick. On the one hand, great strength.
一面來說,很大的體力,
and on the other side, great weakness.
一面來看,是一個很大的軟弱,
and I wondered, how those two get on together?
我就在想,這兩個怎麼能夠走在一起呢?
The man like a Samson,
那個男人好像參孫一樣,
and the woman as thin as a rake.
但那個女人瘦得好像彷彿。
I visited their home.
我就探他們的家,
and I saw something that was very precious.
我看見一些東西是很寶貴的。
How the strong was caring for the weak.
那個強壯的怎麼來到看顧來照顧那個軟弱的。
Not getting impatient.
是他忍耐。
Not getting irritable because the poor sickly woman couldn't satisfy him.
不是因為那個有軟弱有病的女人不能滿足她要治她好煩躁。
But holding together in that love that does knit the members of the body together.
她們有那個愛能夠將我們連在一起。 那個愛就好像能夠將身體連在一起。
The Lord is very jealous about every one of his members.
我們的主人對我們的每一個肢體都是這麼大的。
Because none are to be despised.
因為每一個肢體是我們應該藐視的。
We cannot do without any of them.
我們沒有一個都不行。
See, the eye cannot say to the nose, I have no need of you.
眼不可以跟鼻說,我不需要你。
Doesn't my eye need nose?
我眼睛不是需要我的鼻嗎?
I met a brother in the Philippines. He looked at me.
我在菲律賓碰到我的弟兄,他就看著我。
And he said, I wish I had a nose like yours.
我真的想要我的鼻子像你的。
I looked at him.
我看著他。
And I said, what's the matter with your nose?
我就說你的鼻子有什麼不妥?
He said, it's flat.
那個鼻子很扁的。
Well, the Filipinos do have flat noses.
菲律賓人他們的鼻子都是扁的。
But some have noses like beaks.
但那些人他們的鼻子好像雀仔的嘴那麼尖。
But the eye cannot say to the nose, I have no need of you.
但眼睛不可以跟鼻子說,我不需要你。
What should we do about these?
我們如果沒有耳朵的時候,
hang them on the ear.
我們的眼鏡在哪裡?
They can't fulfill their function on the ear.
這個眼鏡不可以只掛在耳朵上。
They need the nose, whether it's ugly or pretty.
他需要一個鼻哥來掛眼鏡,無論這個鼻哥是多漂亮。
We do need one another.
我們實在彼此都是需要的。
And we must hold in love together, there be no schism in the body.
我們在愛裡面來到聯繫,意思那裡沒有分門別類。
There will be a battle in every church. There will be difficulty in this question. Whatever there is, the church expressing the body of Christ. Because Satan doesn't intend that unity of love and function together to succeed. We have an adversary. A very subtle enemy. A one who will do anything in order to disrupt the unity of the one body. It's wonderful that the body, the many believers in one, can express the universal.
好奇妙的, 如果所有的, 能够真的一来就表达出来，在一个好似一个宇宙性咁嚟表达出来。
That's what the local church is expected to do.
这个地方的教会，我们就期望地方的教会能够做到一样嘢。
Express that which is universal.
要将呢个系应该宇宙性嘅，咁样一嚟就表达出嚟。
They won't do that by dividing up.
如果系咁样分裂，就唔能够成功一样嘢。
By splitting apart, quarrelling with one another.
就分裂，彼此嘅嚟到拗撬。
Having our preferences and going off on our own.
我们自己的喜爱的，要行我们自己中意的路。
No, no.
不是。
That's not the way the church is going to be built.
教会不是这样来被建造。
Isn't it wonderful? The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts.
你不是很奇妙，是圣灵能够将基督的爱浇灌在我们的心里面。
There couldn't be unity otherwise.
如果不是这样，就没可能有一致。
But that's the emphasis in the New Testament, and especially by the Apostle John.
这个是新约里面很强调的地方，特别是使徒约翰。
The love of God.
是神的爱。
I was travelling on a ship on one occasion, going back to India.
有一天，我是搭船来到回印度。
And there were a number of missionaries on the boat.
在船上面有几个宣教士。
So we got together and said, oh, let's have a Bible study each day somewhere. So now we've agreed to have a Bible study daily together. What should we study? So various suggestions were made. And one irritated me. Let's study the first epistle of John. The first epistle of John. Love, 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 love. At that time I was thinking it was rather sloppy. Wanting more something more stimulating than love.
我想好似查啲更刺激嘅嘢，唔係講愛。
Really, we may discover. I trust we have discovered.
我哋咪真係能夠咁樣去揾到咧？
That love, the love of God, is the greatest thing in the world.
神嘅愛喺呢個世界裏面最偉大嘅嘢。
And that is why it is mentioned so often.
所以點解咁多聖經裏面講到呢樣嘢？
It is, after all, the divine cement that puts the bricks together.
这个实际，那个神圣的奥秘，能够将好多嘅石头能够连在一起嘅。
Is that quality of our Father in heaven enables us so different, so diverse to be one.
天上嘅父神，佢嘅圣质系能够将我哋咁唔同嘅、咁分散嘅，能够成为一。
Brothers and sisters, appreciate the fact that we are many in one.
我一定要懂得欣赏，我肢体虽多，但仍然一个身体。
And we all need each other.
我们彼此都有需要的。
Don't despise any.
我们不要看轻任何一个。
Don't think that you are everything and can do everything.
你不要以为你能够做一切，你是一切。
Be just what God has made you.
只要在神造你做那份。
But filled with His Spirit.
但要被他的灵来到充满,
we shall gel together easily.
我们就能够很容易地黏在一起。
That's what happened on the day of Pentecost.
这个在五旬节发的时候发生的事情。
What does it say?
我们说什么呢?
They were all of one accord. They continued one accord.
他们同心合意, 他们在一起的时候同心合意。
That was the birth of the church.
这个在教会的诞生了。
The church which is His body.
教会在他的身体。
Joined together by the Holy Spirit. To continue together, not to break up ultimately. Unfortunately, if we follow the history of the church in the early chapters of the Acts, it did begin to break up. And we shall think about that in our next talk.
下一个信息我们就来到思想一样嘢。
There are three important praises regarding the church, which I am going to deal with or think about with you. This afternoon, the church, which is his body. Then the church in the wilderness. And then the church of the firstborn sons. These are three considerations which I believe the Lord wants us to have. But please think carefully and pray. What is coming before us is not praying at being churches. It's not trifling with divine things. It's not choosing for ourselves, but being subject to Him. That we may be an expression of His glory. We read in John chapter
1
and verse 14, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. Glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. There we have at least one definition of His glory. What is His glory? It's the combination of grace and truth. That's what the new man is.
It's
a new creation, we're told. Something different, new. A combination of two. Of grace and truth. And if there is that unity in you personally and in us collectively, His glory will be revealed. Glory, glory, glory. What's glory? The word occurs so much in Scripture. And I have read in Isaiah, Israel, my glory. So, a body of people are to represent or express His glory. His glory is grace and truth. And grace doesn't mean just acting in a sovereign way, forgiving the unforgivable. I met a Burman in Burma when I was there. He was a godly man. But he made one mistake which I have never forgotten. He said, God is God, He is sovereign, He can do anything. He was really denying the grace of God. Because God can only do that which is right. He shall never be declared of unrighteousness. He is the just and the justifier, those who believe in Jesus. And His righteousness is a combination of grace and truth. Grace and truth. Truth is not sacrificed by grace.
My
It is expressed by grace.
但是是直着神的恩典能够将恩典来表达。
Oh, what a vessel for God the church is meant to be.
教会应该是神一个怎样的器皿。
Oh, what a challenge to us as a local body of believers.
当我们来讲一个挑战，我们作为一个地方教会的彰显神的。
Don't let schism occur.
没有任何的分裂。
First principle is to recognize these laws of function.
第一样我们要领会这些功用里面的一些律。
Don't try to be somebody else. Be what you are.
你不要做别人，你就做你自己。
Don't think you can do everything.
你不要想着你能够做一切。
Give place to one another.
你要彼此都有他的地位。
Don't despise any that you say, well, they don't matter.
没事有某一个，你不要说他们不重要。
Everyone is precious.
每一个都是宝贵的。
Let us be with the Lord, building His church, His body today.
让我们从我们的主一堂来到今日，来到建造他的教会，他的身体。
Let us beware of any thought or any behavior which should disrupt that purpose.
我们要留意，没有任何心思、意念和行动，来到影响改变这样嘢。
Amen.
Amen. Amen. 今日我们在这里，我们是做紧乜嘢？主，因为我们实际要知道神要我们做乜嘢。主，我们求你纪念我们，我们求你能够将一个系我们系喺一度，我聚会，我哋系为咗乜嘢噶？主，你能够更清楚嘅俾我哋睇见。主，我哋因为我哋感谢你，你有恩典，你有怜悯。主，你仍然系恩待我哋，但主，我哋求你透过今日嘅说话，主，你更清楚俾我哋睇见。 真系今日我哋点样嘅嚟到喺呢度嚟到建造你自己嘅身体，主，我哋仰望你，因为你话呢个系你嘅教会，喺呢个殿唔系人手所建造嘅，我哋就一同都仰望你，我哋求你能够建造我哋，主，我哋将我哋交翻你嘅手里面，主，我哋知道拦咗你嘅唔系别嘅，乃系我哋自己，我哋求你怜悯我哋，我哋求你纪念我哋，求主你能够更深嘅作工喺我哋每一个身上，以致你自己嘅荣耀能够得到表达，能够得到彰显，主，我哋仰望你，祈祷奉主耶稣嘅名。